From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. Authorities say 30 iPads owned by Columbia Public Schools are being held as evidence by law enforcement in various investigations. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that 10 iPads are in the possession of the Boone County Sheriff's Department and 20 are with Columbia Police. Boone County Sheriff's Department Detective Tracy Perkins says a majority of the devices were used to share sexually graphic conversations or videos. Perkins says one investigation involves a school district employee and the rest involves students, either as a victim or suspect. District spokeswoman Michelle Baumstark says not all of the iPads held as evidence are from investigations that started this school year. Those driving through Texas Avenue and Parkade Boulevard in Columbia may experience a detour this Friday. Columbia Water and Light is scheduled to work on a project at 8 a.m. in the area. A few months ago, a main was replaced on Texas Avenue. William Strawn with Columbia Water and Light says the new project is meant to improve the water system.
Right now, at the south end of Parkade where it touches Texas, it's still tying over to that old main, which we're doing away with. So we'll cut that line in two, and we will connect our new line that we just ran into that, and that helps loop it in.
Columbia Water and Light says the upgrade will increase the amount of water that can be delivered to the area. It'll cost a little bit more to prepare a Thanksgiving Day meal in the Show Me State this year than it did in 2014, according to the Missouri Farm Bureau. Based on data gathered by volunteer shoppers, feeding 10 people will cost $51.92, or $5.19 a person. The average price of turkey came in at 13 cents per pound higher than last year. But the Farm Bureau's Diana Olson says that figure may drop as stores offer sales prices over the next few days.
Here in Jefferson City where I live, you could buy turkeys for 79 cents a pound. Then they've got all the special promotions, you know, buy a ham, get a turkey free, that kind of thing.
Olson says cranberry prices are averaging 20 cents more for a 12-ounce package this year than last, while a gallon of milk on average is 70 cents cheaper this year. Farm Bureau figures also show the national average price of a Thanksgiving Day meal this year to be $5.01 a person, 18 cents cheaper than the Missouri average. Last night, Columbia Public Schools hosted a dedication that coincided with a series of expansions to the Columbia Public School District. KBIA's Abigail Corson reports.
Administrators, faculty, and students gathered at the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new wing at Shepherd Boulevard Elementary School. Columbia Public School spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says the two-story addition was funded by a 2012 bond and cost approximately $5.2 million.
Well, we have a long-range plan for our school district, and included in that plan is the promise to our community to eliminate trailers in our school district, as well as to continue to address our existing growth and our continued growth in the future.
Baumstark says the district is working on the development of many more buildings to ensure they are prepared for future growth, including construction at Beulah Ralph Elementary School and a building addition at West Boulevard Elementary School. Prior to the addition at Shepherd Boulevard, the school was using 13 trailers, some of which housed up to two classrooms in them. I'm Abigail Corson, KBIA News Columbia.